If you haven't heard The Breeze's Randy Unni comments on us and our environment, catch him each weekday at 10:15 and 3:15.
Somebody like you. Stay with us on The Breeze. David Diggs, that's Lady Face Mountain on The Breeze. We heard Marty Jones off Used Guitars with If I Can Love Somebody and Acoustic Alchemy, Mr. Chow.
Touchstone Gallery, a year-round showcase of fine American craft, represents over 120 contemporary artists. Why wait for a special fair to experience the dynamic spirit of today's artisans? Delightful craft to use, to wear, to display. The perfect gift, beautifully displayed every day at Touchstone. Touchstone Gallery, 508 North Main Street, Hendersonville, is open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5.
Wow!
Now, don't start that again. Cambridge House is a great clothing store, but try to contain yourself.
Wow! I'm talking about what do I choose? It's impossible they have such great variety.
Supermart has great variety. Cambridge House has great selection and quality.
Oh, don't you go upscale on me. I knew you when. Everything is so fine and so well made. Charles, if you'll bring me here for my birthday, I'll bring you here for Christmas.
Christmas and my birthday.
Deal. Wow, just look here.
Cambridge House in Spartanburg at 1023 Fernwood Glendale Road. It's way ahead of its time. Cambridge House, wow.
It was late one night that the stranger come into town. Tall and rangy he was, dressed in a fancy Italian suit, a hold in his pocket calculator like a man who knew how to use it. Said he rode with Howard K. Avery and Associates, that two-fisted gang of engineers, designers, drafters, and CAD operators out of Greer. I'd heard tell about that Avery bunch. They were the best, folks said. Guns for hire who'd ride with the big engineering firms, as well as chemical, pulp and paper, fiber, and food processing operations. He was here to do a job, and then he'd be moving on, the stranger said. But in the meantime, he needed a stable for his Porsche and a bed for himself. Some of the folks wanted to know if they could saddle up with the Avery brand. And the fellas stood there proud-like and said if they was good enough to be contract professionals, all they needed to do was to call HKA and Greer. And then he nodded to the ladies and headed off into the night.
Foxfire Gallery and Kitchen Shop. It's a great place for all my holiday shopping.
Right. Foxfire is really two great shops under one roof. One's a unique gallery of handcrafted gifts from almost every state. Exotic wood accessories from ebony to teak, pottery in a variety of glazes, baskets, jewelry in silver, brass, titanium, and cloisonné, plus hand-blown glass faces, paperweights, and wine glasses, limited edition prints, and colorful hand-woven afghans. Special gifts for everyone on your list, from children to grandparents.
And there's an incredible gourmet kitchen shop under the same roof at Foxfire. Gorgeous copper cookware, a multitude of gadgets, cookbooks from Spicy Cajun to Gourmet to Junior League books from all over the country. Foxfire has a great collection of culinary delights to enhance your kitchen and cooking talents.
Discover the magical charm of Foxfire Gallery and Kitchen Shop in Laurel Park Village, Highway 64 West, Hendersonville, and Augusta Commons Shopping Center, Augusta Road, Greenville. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5:30. Thanksgiving weekend, open 10 to 8, Friday and Saturday, and 1 to 5 Sunday.
12:01 a.m. November 16th is the earliest possible moment that this year's Beaujolais Nouveau can be legally consumed. So naturally, the Bijou Bar and Grill is throwing their annual Beaujolais Nouveau French Buffet Supper at 12:01 a.m. November 16th, Thursday morning. The cost is $20 per person and reservations are suggested. Attending this party will disrupt your schedule and make you sleepy and less productive at work the next day. But then we aren't put on this earth for just pleasure alone, are we? See you at the Bijou.
WBBO, FM and AM, Forest City. The Breeze for Greenville, Spartanburg, and Asheville. It's 2 o'clock.
much in a long time. Someone exactly like you. I've been traveling all around the world, waiting for you to come through. Someone like you make it all worthwhile. Someone like you keep me satisfied. Someone exactly like you. I've been traveling a hard road. They've been looking for someone exactly like you. I've been carrying my heavy load, waiting for the light to come shining through. Someone like you make it all worthwhile. Someone like you be satisfied. Someone exactly like you. I've been doing some soul searching, find out where you were at. I've been up and down the highway, in all kinds of foreign land. Someone like you make it all worthwhile. Someone like you keep me satisfied. Someone exactly like you. All around the world, marching to the beat of a different drum. But just lately I have realized, maybe the best is yet to come. Someone like you, make it all worthwhile. Someone like you. Never satisfied. Someone exactly like you. Someone exactly like you. Someone exactly like you. The best is yet to come.
WBBO-FM. That's brand new from James Asher from The Great Wheel. That's Morning Light. Van Morrison with Someone Like You. And the theme for The Pope from Ricky Lee Jones's release, The Magazine, from back in 1984. Hello, I'm Cindy Barton. Tens of thousands of supporters of legal abortion gathered today at the foot of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. The rally is expected to draw as many as 250,000 people in the Capitol before day's end. As many as 1 million people are expected to attend pro-choice rallies in 120 cities nationwide. The demonstrations were planned after the Supreme Court ruling in July gave states more leeway in restricting access to legal abortion. And around the world, East Berlin Mayor Erhard Krack says he's happy that the Berlin Wall is open after 28 years. However, he's cautioned that it's still too soon to talk about completely tearing it down. Said Krack, everything must be done calmly. You're listening to The Breeze.
Up with the stock market with end of the day reports by Edward D. Jones and Company. Weekdays at 7:15 on The Breeze.
Thank you.
93.3, The Refreshing Breeze. Music on the Breeze, that Swing Out Sister with Forever Blue from Kaleidoscope World. And before that, Sam Carden with Air Pudding. Now coming up, Darryl Rice, also Kim Pencil, Dan Fogelberg, and the Pat Metheny Group up here next on the Breeze.
Check into Motel 6 and get an office. Hi, Tom Baudet with the Business Bonus. Besides being clean and comfortable, all our rooms come with a workspace. In some of them, that's a table. In others, the spare bed. Sure, it's not a burled walnut desk with brass handles, but for around $24, the lowest prices of any national chain, well, what do you expect? Besides, if you bring along one of those engraved nameplates or maybe a desk pad with a match and pen and pencil holder. Well, with the phone there and all, it'll be a dead ringer for an office. Even have to dial 9 for an outside line, and local calls are free. There's not even a motel service charge on long-distance calls. Of course, there won't be all the noise and commotion at Motel 6 like at the office, but you'll get used to it. If not, just turn on the free TV to one of those knock-down, drag-out, throw-chairs-around talk shows. That ought to do it. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, your office on the road, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Another great gift idea from Black & Decker.
Today we're visiting the typical American kitchen where over 300 pounds of vegetables are chopped every year.
Wow, that's a lot of veggies.
Fortunately, they're chopped a few at a time. An onion here, a carrot there. That's why the new handy shortcut micro food processor makes such a fabulous gift.
Wow, it's so small.
Yeah. In half the space of a big processor, it grates, shreds, slices, minces, and handles everyday small chopping jobs for not a lot of cabbage.
Wow!
The new handy shortcut. A present with a future. From Black & Decker.
Keep up with North and South Carolina news 5 times daily on The Breeze at 6:55 and 7:55 a.m. and 12:45, 4:55, and 5:55 p.m.
The Breeze.
wasn't a bad place when I was a child. Had enough excitement to keep me occupied a while. Now that I have grown and seen all the things you've shown, never could live in that city again. From your first job in Michigan to a little town near St. Paul, I never knew life could be so lovely outside the city walls. Michael died and we felt alone. He said, let me take you to my home. I know now the city will never be the same. Take me back to Carolina. I cried that tune